Numbers 21:4, you there? Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We've sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord says to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. I want to talk to you tonight about divine healing and divine health. Many people believe that sometimes God heals the sick and sometimes he doesn't. And these people have no personal revelation of Jesus as their indwelling healer. Okay? They have no knowledge that physical health is a part of salvation. It's a part of salvation, church. They see other people healed and then they question but what's God's will for me? What's God's will for them, they're saying. And so this is something you need to get. Now listen to this. I'm going to say it mindfully so you'll get it. They're waiting for a special revelation of the will of God concerning their case. Okay? They're thinking, well, I need you to come on, God, you know. And in the meantime, though, they're doing everything within their human power, to their human skill, to get well with the use of natural means, whether it's God's will for them to be healed or not. So they're actually questioning, is it your will to heal me? Yet they're going to the doctor, taking the medicine, taking the vitamins, doing everything they can to do to get well. Well, why are they trying to get well if it's not God's will?
There you go.
Then they're breaking God's will if it's not God's will. You just throw all the medicine away and just go ahead and, okay, I'm like, praise the Lord. Anyway.
Blah, blah.
So, if it's not God's will for you to be well, it would be wrong for you to seek recovery, even through natural means. You should just not seek any. You just be sick. But if it is God's will to heal, to be well, then it's only logical that the best way to get healed is by divine means. Amen. Now here's the truth. The Bible reveals the will of God to regard the healing of the body as clearly as it shows the will of God to get saved. They're both equally there. You can see it in the covenant meal. You see the blood of Jesus poured out for you, and you see the body broken for you. The blood takes care of the sin. The body being broken takes care of the health you need. The sickness, it takes away the sickness. And there's verse after verse after verse after verse, God saying he wants to heal. And then we have Jesus. I'm getting way ahead of myself, but praise the Lord. So the Bible reveals the will of God, and it is the healing of the body, and it is the regeneration of the spirit. Both of those things are the will of God. And he doesn't need to give a person a special revelation about their case. You can go right in here and find the scripture that says, by his stripes you were healed. And that's good for everybody listening online and in this room. Everybody. Everybody within the sound of my voice. These words are true. Amen. So, God's promises to heal are as much of a revelation as his promises to save. Amen. He's both the Savior and he's the healer. Praise God. Church, just grab hold of this now. Sickness is no more natural than sin. They're the same to God. It's the same. He hates both of them. He hates for you to be sick. He hates for you to have disease. He hates for you to be in poor health. And he hates sin. Why? Because they both will kill you. Praise the Lord. So God made all things very good. Therefore, we should not look for the remedy of sin or sickness in the natural. Our remedy for sin is Jesus. Our remedy for sickness is Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen. I know what some of you are thinking. I'll get to that in a minute. But if you think about it, I'll just say this here, and then I'll talk about that in a minute. But most of what we see in medicine in this day is treating the symptom anyway. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. They're helping you the best they can. And I'm certainly for that, but the healer is the healer, and it's Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, am I saying, is she trying to tell us we shouldn't go to the doctor? No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you go to the doctor, you better go in faith in Jesus. And you better pray for the guidance of the man or woman's hand. You better pray for whoever's going to treat you. And find some good Holy Spirit-filled doctors to go to, you know. Praise the Lord. So I'm not trying to tell you, I mean, I am trying to tell you that people don't believe God will heal them, but they keep trying to do other things to get well. Yeah. Hey, I'm guilty. I got a headache. I'm going to go get ibuprofen. That's a bad practice. The practice should be pray first. Yeah. Boy, some of you just gave me a dirty look on that one. So you take an ibuprofen? Sure do. But I should be praying first. Yes. Headache out in Jesus' name. Right. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. You know, God called his children out of Egypt. And he made a covenant of healing with them. And throughout history, he's always healed sickness, disease, and pestilence. He's always healed. Healed all of his people. And you see people, they get out there and they get in trouble and sickness comes and pestilence comes and trouble comes. And then when they repent, there's Father. He's right there. He's ready to do whatever he needs to do. And, you know, he healed every one of those who were bitten by the fiery serpents. And they were looking at a brazen serpent on a pole who is a type of Christ. How much more looking at Jesus will get you healed? They were just looking at a type. We're looking at Jesus. Amen. Well, you know, we pray for people and they don't make it. True. We could sit here and list off a number of reasons why people stay sick, don't make it, are working to get over something. I kind of hit on it when I talked about faith earlier. You got to get the doubt out. Or just try, don't go immediately after the natural. But believe the healer. Amen. And some people don't have enough knowledge of God and truth, and their body kicks them out. Some people, we don't know why it happens, but crazy things happen, and the enemy gets in somehow, and things happen. We'll know in glory. I don't know. And we can't just stay on that why all the time. But what we can do is focus and study and believe God for the rest of us so that we don't lose another one, so that we move forward in these things. God is the healer, and he wants to heal all of us. He doesn't want headache or toe ache. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in John 3:14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So that what we see, is he's using that very example. Now, so the poisonous serpent bite resulted in death. Sin, the wages of sin is death, right? Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through who? Through Christ Jesus. He is the healer. See, the people cry out to God. He provided the remedy for it. The serpent's lifted up. And those who cry out to God discover that God has heard their cry and has provided a remedy, and it is Jesus Christ. And you can have your healing right now. And it's important that we're talking about this in this day because many, many, many people are going to be healed. Many people are going to be healed in this awakening. Many, many people. I'm talking about miracles.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about healing and miracles in the supernatural for a few weeks. And I'm telling you, I've been preaching to you about you doing the work, you laying hands on people and and them being healed, but you need to receive the healer yourself.
Amen.
Need to receive the healer yourself. Go to him first. Yeah. Because a lot of times you don't think to do that, and we need to do that. You just start looking at the symptoms, and what did the doctor say? Well, what did Jesus say? Chris's dad went to heaven, but when he called me, he said, okay, let's pray. And I said, well, let me just tell you this. It's going to be his choice because he's already kind of been comatose and stuff like that. And it's going to be his choice. But we're going to pray for life because that's our MO. And so we'll pray for life. So we prayed life over him. And he is saved, and he did go to heaven. And Chris seems to be doing pretty well. Huh? Better than you? Praise the Lord. You're going to get better. And Chris texted me this afternoon, and I emailed him a funeral service to do because he's going to do his dad's funeral. Isn't that amazing? And he said, Pastor, I had no idea that Kelly was prophesying about me being an evangelist so soon.
Yeah, hours later.
And so we're just so God proud of Chris. And he's handling it. You know, I mean, it's a sad thing. You're going to cry and everything. But he's taking the runway. He's in courage. And so sometimes people's bodies kick them out. Brother Copeland's mother made this statement to him. He said, Kenneth, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Mm-hmm. See, so she knew you need to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she knew something about people being healed too. Sometimes people just get into just thinking about what's bothering you, and you stay in that so long, you get out of faith. Amen. And so we've seen it happen to people that are big faith people, little faith people. It all has to do with how much you're going to work the word when something, if you're just going to try to take care of all your symptoms, even just through natural stuff, church, that's not going to be enough.
No.
You got to eat the word of healing. He is the word. And you have to eat that word of healing until you push health right on up in your system. There'll be no room for sickness. There'll be no room. You just have to keep going. Amen. Is anybody liking this?
Yeah.
So, once again, our remedy both for forgiveness and healing is Jesus. And so there were no exceptions here with Moses and the people. There were no exceptions. This is how it's going to be. You got bit? Look at the serpent. You will not die. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you will. Mm-hmm. Look at Jesus.
Yep.
He is the healer. Look at Jesus. No exceptions. This is how you have to do it. Well, I might need to go another way. Well, are we going to go the way the word says? Church, it's really tempting in these day, due to everything that's going on in the world, to try to make new scenarios. But the word is still the word. And it didn't change. You know, we've had big people pass on in who taught us faith. And you're like, gosh, if that, now wait a minute. It doesn't change the word. It doesn't change your relationship. It doesn't change your relationship of the word and who Jesus is. Pastor John, before he passed, he said, he told Brandon and the family, he said, this is between me and Jesus, and the word is true.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the word. I'm going to go, well, why are so many people dying? Well, I don't know the answer to that, except this one. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's found his inroad in a lot of ways. But I can tell you this, it's not a plan of God.
No.
It's not a plan of God.
Amen.
Well, you know, no.
No.
Mm-mm. I can't change the word.
No.
I can't change it. You go back to the word. Now, they didn't need to beg God. They didn't need to make an offering to God. There was one condition. When you look. It's the only thing. When you look. Do we sow seed for harvest? Sure. And I've sowed seed for healing before. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is looking. But it's not necessary for every time you're going to want to get healed. It's your bread. It's the children's bread. It belongs to you. You can claim your healing any day, any moment, any night, any time. It belongs to you. And when we pray for you, healing always comes. It's up to you if you're going to receive it and keep it. Amen. But healing is not a miracle, church. We lay hands on you for a pain you have in your arm and the pain doesn't leave. It doesn't mean the healing's not taking place. The pain is the symptom.
Yeah.
But the healing could be going on and then the symptom will leave.
Amen. Praise God.
See, you got now a miracle will be instant and wowee. That's awesome. I've had a few of those. But there is a difference. Amen. So we stay in faith, right?
Right.
So the one condition for us then is this. Whoever believes. Uh-huh. Whosoever believes will be healed. Mm-hmm. And so we're not to look to the preacher. We're not to look to a particular evangelist or anybody else. We're to look to Jesus. He uses the people, but we're to look to Jesus. We're not to, look, here's the point. They got their eyes off the symptoms of the snake bite. You know, they got the bite. Come on.
Okay.
So, but then they're looking at Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
They're looking at Jesus. And what did Jesus do everywhere he went? He preached the gospel and healed the sick. And he always did both. He just said, now tonight's just going to be preaching. No, he healed the sick wherever he was preaching. He was healing the sick. He laid hands on the sick wherever he went. Amen. And so this is who Jesus is, and that's how we need to look at him. Now, your spirit is healthy. Your soul and your body need help. And a lot of times, what's causing you to be sick is something going on in your soul.
Yeah.
Stress, some sort of doubt that's going on, whatever it could be. So it's not just everybody that's eating 3 packages of Oreos a day or getting sick or something. There's people who worry and they get sick. There's people are,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are people who are, it's not fat people, skinny people, it's all people. A lot of people who suffer a lot of rejection end up getting sick. So it's good to have your soul healed as well. It's good to get self out of the center and you'll start feeling better immediately and some of those symptoms will start leaving you. I'm not going to preach on that, but I just thought I'd mention it. Here's just scripture for you in case some of you are just a little new. 3 John 1:2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper, in all things and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. Amen. This is 2 Chronicles 16:12. Let me just read it to you. You don't have to go there. It says, in the 39th year of the reign of Asa, and in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa rested with his fathers, and he died to the 45th year of his reign. So he went to the physicians first. He didn't believe God. Now, once again, I'm not against the medical field, but I'm just telling you, he knew who the, he should have known who the healer was, and he just consulted, the natural.
Yeah.
Amen. So it'd just be a good idea to look at Christ first, once again, before you just head out to the clinic. Yes, it would. Lord, thank you. You made a promise to me. You made a promise to me. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I had something in my body just kept trying to reoccur and reoccur and reoccur, and I knew it was just stupid devil. Just kept trying to reoccur. And I just found me a confession to make. And it only took about 6 hours of making that confession, and that thing left me. It just left me. It was like, oh, there it went. It's gone. You just got to get your focus right. You have to get your focus right. We will overcome. We'll have all the healing we want. Well, if you, how are you going to die if you don't ever get sick? That's just stupid gone to seed, isn't it? You live till you're satisfied and then you leave your body and go. Lots of people do. Lots of people call their kids and say, I'm going home now. I'm satisfied. Goodbye. Dunk. Brother Hagin did. He said, the best way to go is have a nice good breakfast, eat some strawberries, and then let her go. And Jerry and them, his best friends, she cooked him a big breakfast, and then he said, I believe I have some strawberries. And he ate some strawberries and went and sat in his chair, and he left.
Wow.
He smiled at his wife and took off. He was satisfied.
Hallelujah.
I've heard story after story of people that were satisfied. They'd call their kids in and say, now mama's going on. I need you to know mama's going on now. And they were like, okay, mama. And they'd say they'd see an angel coming over there. Okay, mama. Go, and they just go on.
Yep.
You go when you're satisfied and not before. Right. Well, you know, we're only promised 70 years. No, 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 no. That was Moses and them in the wilderness. We're actually promised 120.
There you go. Glory to God.
See, people don't read the Bible. That gets you in trouble. They read one verse and stick it up over here. Well, it says 70 years. No, I did for them. Read the whole thing. Glory to God. Sickness is revealed as coming directly from Satan. Job 2:7 says, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Who did it? Satan did it. But the Lord allowed it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord allows what you allow. But he's sovereign. He is sovereign. And he wrote the sovereign word. And he won't go against his promises. He said he would not put this on you. He said there was curse, and he said there was blessing, and you could choose, because he gave men a choice. And so all of sickness is written under the curse in Deuteronomy 28, and all of the good stuff that we quote to each other every time we leave this building is written under the blessing. And so you get to choose, and Satan comes in like a liar and tries to attack you. And listen, he may drive by your street, but he doesn't have to come in. He doesn't have, so you may get attacked. Don't immediately go, oh, I'm a failure and now I have. No, just fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
You're not staying.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's so good.
God gave man authority. This is the problem with the church. They don't understand that they were given spiritual authority over demonic forces. I think we need to talk about demonic forces a little bit more. I'm getting ahead of myself. Luke 13:16 Now you know this. This is Jesus talking about the woman here. So ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? What does that mean? What does that mean? She's in covenant. So ought not this covenant woman who has bound? Satan has bound. Think of it. For 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. So Jesus is telling them, ought not this person who is in a covenant with God, shouldn't they be healed? He's saying it. People that are in a covenant with God should be healed. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. They should be healed. You got to pull on that covenant. You have a covenant of healing. Every time you take communion, you're receiving that covenant of healing again. Amen. So Jesus was talking about that. She had a spirit. Listen, she had a spirit of infirmity. She had a spirit. She's being attacked. And what he did was he cast it out. So, a devil which possessed a man, once that caused him to be blind and dumb, I believe in the scripture. He also had a devil and it was cast out. Well, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, you better, because there are spirits of infirmity. And sometimes it's not, I think we look too close at it trying to just be a chemical thing. Spirits are chemicals. Come on. You can pick that up. Can you pick that up? Well, what do they call the liquor place?
Spirit. Well.
It's true, because you get to feeling a certain way. It alters you. Spirits alter how you feel. So how come when they used to, I don't even know if people do this anymore. I'm so far out of the knowledge of this stuff. But remember when we were teenagers, they dropped acid and they went on trips. And they didn't leave their living room. Some of y'all are like looking straight ahead. They call that stuff pharmakeia. And what it is it's drug-induced spiritual things going on, and it's in darkness. That's what it is, okay? So it's the same with sickness. It will come around and attack you, and it can stay around you and become a spirit of infirmity. Have you ever known someone who just stayed sick? They stayed sick and they stayed sick and stayed. We've been very familiar with that in our lives. Just stayed sick and just one thing and just next thing and never better, never better. It's a spirit of infirmity. This guy was blind. And when that spirit left, he could see. He could talk. Jesus spoke to these things and got rid of them. And he didn't pray to the Father to heal you. He healed you.
Yeah.
We heal people. Now, it's not by our own power, obviously. But in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on the sick and they're healed. But we don't have to go, Oh Father, if you could please find some way to heal Deb and, you know, no, we can just say, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of infirmity to get out and get off of you now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
And you get around the rowdy, you could just grab them around the neck and say, come out of her, devil! I'm just playing. Acts 10:38. Everybody in here can quote this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing.
All.
Who? How many?
All.
How many?
All
of the devil. Who oppressed the people?
The devil did.
He's the oppressor. It's all over the book. Well, it said God sent the snakes. Well, the King James interpretation said that. If you'll go back and do a little study, and you'll find out that God he would step back and just let things happen because they were wanting it. They're like saying, get away, God. We don't like what you're doing. So he'd just do this. Kind of like what you've seen in America. Moving right along. Jesus said this, 1 John 3:8. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He destroyed the works of the devil. They're destroyed for me and you. You're saved. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm doing. He paid for every sin you'll ever do. Every sin. It's already all done for you. It's done. Now you don't want to just misuse that, because obviously the devil's a legalistic devil, and he'll try to drag you under the curse. And sin will still make you have to pay. But you're not paying and staying out of God's love. God loves you with a love that will not change. You're accepted in the beloved, and you always will be. He loves you. It'd be really hard to get out. But there are ways we live on the earth that actually cause us more pain than necessary. And one of the things is it's not going to the healer first. Well, I try to get healed. I'm trying to, but it's not happening. I'm trying to help you with that. That's why I'm preaching about it. Because if we get enough word in you, it'll drive all that infirmity out. Yeah, it will. It will. If we talk about God being the healer enough, and we talk about healing enough, and you read the scriptures enough, all of a sudden you'll go, I'm healed. It's happened to me over and over and over. It really absolutely works. But see, people don't want to work on anything. You say, well, how you doing? Well, I'm working on this, and I'm taking this, taking that. And how are your scriptures going? Oh, good. They're the most potent thing you have. They're more potent. I mean, we've got this vitamin D that is like a, what is Danny calls it, something special. I don't know. It's a potent, I mean, it gets in your bloodstream like for a week. It's a bomb in you. It's nothing compared to the Word of God. The Word of God will get in your bloodstream and bring light and life to you. It'll get down in your bones. It'll get in your joints. It'll just get all over you. It'll change your eyes. It'll change your... We just need more. We just need more. We just need more. Amen. He was manifested to destroy the sickness in your life. Well, I guess you'll have to have that chronic pain in your back for the rest of your life. No, you don't. No, you don't. Mm-mm. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He doesn't want cancer in your body. He doesn't want a plague in your body. He doesn't want the curse in your body. He does not want the works of the devil having anything to do with you. And he's willing to show up every single time and heal you. Every time. And don't start feeling bad about it if you catch something. You can get better at that. I mean, we already know not to say, I believe I'm taking the flu. I'll probably be one of those that gets the dead thing. No, you won't. Well, I said that and I got it anyway. Well, start over again then. Keep going. Well, I prayed for so-and-so and they didn't get healed. Well, pray for somebody else. Keep going. Have faith in God. Pray. Believe God. Do something about it. Watch some good preachers on TV. You can't get what you need 2 hours a week. Pick up the Word. Read the Word. I've got a little book right now. I'm going 100 statements about healing right now. 100 statements about healing. Just going through it. And do it while you're well. Amen. Well, I don't have time for all that. Well, you don't have time to go to the hospital. It sounded like something Gloria Copeland would say. I'm feeling good about that. Praise the Lord. He came to deliver us. He came to save us. He came to preserve us. He came to heal us. He will protect us. Amen. If the devil tries to put fear on you about something and you start getting a little edgy, just say, Father, you protect me right now as I'm listening to what you're trying to show me to do. Just, you'll protect me. I've done that several times when I felt like things were really strange for a moment. Just protect me. Just protect me. And boy, he would. And then here he'd give me what I needed, and then we're on our way. There's none of us that haven't been attacked, church. That comes to everyone. But we are the healed. The thief comes not steal, kill, and destroy. He steals first. That's how he kills. He steals your thoughts. That's all he's trying to do, is get to you. Anything that God wants to beautify, he wants to destroy. Anything that God wants to do good, he wants to do the opposite to. That's his job. And he's not going to let up until he's thrown off into the lake of fire. And he's not in hell right now. You understand that? He's on the earth. He's called the prince of the power of the air. In other words, he has some authority. But I'll tell you this, the only authority he has. That's right, Ronnie, is what you give him. He has authority with his troops. Yeah, and he'll send them out. But they have no authority over you unless you open your mouth. They're observing you. And he hasn't come to your house. You haven't threatened him enough, I guarantee you. But it'd be good if he did know your name, because he'd be afraid, because he's fearful. And you don't ever have to be afraid of him. All you got to do is learn to watch your mouth. That's all you have to do, is learn to watch your mouth. Just zip it up. Just stop saying what you think's going to happen. Amen. Say what you want. Amen. Jesus has promised life to our mortal flesh. Here's Romans 8:11. But the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. He quickens your mortal body. He'll quicken your mortal body. The Bible says your youth can be renewed like the eagles. Over in Psalm 103. Thank you. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord. Your youth can be renewed. It'd be good, those of you that are 40, to start saying that right now. Amen. That your youth is renewed right now. Yep. Say it at 35. We have some babies around here, 27 years old and stuff. And start saying it. My youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All authority and power over all devils and diseases were given to every disciple of Jesus. And you are one of those. You have power over them. You don't have to die, but you will have to fight the good fight of faith. You will. You'll have to go lock yourself up and immerse. You have to start immersing to get over things sometimes. This is the part people don't like, because it's work. It's work, but it's good works. It's not you earning God's healing. It's you driving out stuff that keeps trying to convince you that you're not healed, because you have symptoms, but you are healed. It's not even a promise, church. It's a done deal that you're healed. It's not even a promise. The Bible says you were healed. It's already done. You just have to take it. You have to take it. And I'm telling you, in this great awakening, people are going to take it. It's going to start coming in the form of miracles. It's going to start spilling out all over the place. Already started spilling out in our church. And it's going to be spilling out in many other places. And I'm telling you, the veterans are going to get healed. The meeting we went to up there, I said that, and there were veterans in the room. And everybody got real excited. They were like, oh, man, and so-and-so needs this. They just started picking it up. Veterans are going to get healed. God is on their side. And he's going to heal them. And so we're the ones that are going to carry that to them. We're going to carry the word to people. We're going to carry healing. We're going to carry success and victory to people. It's our job right now. We are living in an open heaven. And, you may not realize, Church, how blessed we are. We have been blessed to learn some truths. And we've also been blessed that the Spirit of God shows up at our meetings. And the heavenly realm, we visit a lot. I mean, we're blessed. And you're like, well, I don't see that glory cloud. Well, open the eyes of your spirit. And one day, you will. You'll see more and more manifestations. But it's totally possible. Well, I don't know if I believe in all that stuff. Well, then you don't believe the Bible. You're going to believe the Bible. Jesus operated in the supernatural all the time. The glory showed up several times in Jesus' ministry. God even spoke out of the glory realm to Jesus. And some people thought it thundered. That was their perception. And some people thought it was an angel. But Jesus had the right perception. It was God. I want that perception. I want the perception of what God is doing. I want to have the right, know the right thing. And we need to have the right perception about healing. It's yours. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we make a quality decision to look at Christ. We make a quality decision to look at our healing, to believe it, to receive it in all of its advantages. You said there are gifts of healings. There is healing. There is the rebuking of spirits of infirmity. There's all sorts of ways for people to get healed. Angelic forces can come and heal. There's supernatural added into the natural of what people are doing that can bring healing. They can guide a surgeon's hand. They can guide what is put in your body, your vitamins or whatever you have to. God will guide that as well, depending on where you are in your faith. But Father, we thank you that we're going to step into a higher level and start just receiving this divine health in Jesus' name. As the song said, you can light it up. You can light up the spine. You can light up the lungs. You can light up the heart. You can light up the sinuses. You can light up the ankles. You can light up the rotator cuffs. You can light up the eyes. You can light up the ears. You can light up the eustachian tubes. You can light up the liver. You can light up the gallbladder. You can light up the spleen. You can light up the kneecaps. You can light it up in Jesus' name. Light it up in the name of Jesus. We receive it, Lord. We receive it. We receive it, Lord. What is it? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. And I can do a transfusion. That's what he just said to me. And I can do a transfusion. Whew. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Father, we know that Jesus never commissioned anyone to preach the gospel without including healing. So, Father, we tell you we'll do that also. We will receive our healing, and we will receive the anointings of healings as well to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, Lord. Church, it's God's will to heal. Gonna have to put away your natural thinking sometimes. All the time. Go to him first. He would tell you. He would say, you need to go to the hospital now. He'll tell you. He would tell you. This is the doctor you need to see, or take this now. He will tell you. If he knows that's the only way you're gonna get help because you're not ready to just receive the supernatural, he'll find a way to get that to you if you'll believe him. But then we're going to a higher level. Going to a higher level. These are the days of miracles. These are the day of healings. It is my utmost prayer, church, that we don't veer off the scriptures. Sometimes we want to when we look at some of the cuckoo things going on, but we can't. Jesus is the healer.
Yes, he is.
He's been doing it always. He's the healer. He made a covenant with you. He made a covenant with you to do it. He is the healer. Amen.